A question I get a lot, which drone should I buy? Well, the folks at DJI just made it easy with their new one, the Mavic Air, a compact, less expensive version of the Mavic Pro, which had first been introduced in 2016. Let me tell you about the brand new Air drone. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you're listening to Talking Tech. Now, the Mavic Air sells for $799, which is $200 less than the previous edition, the Pro, and $300 more than last year's Spark drone. So compared to the Spark, you get a more full-featured model that shoots higher resolution video and can do more. Like the Spark, you can also fly the drone by waving your hands and having it respond to you like a Yoda. If you haven't seen this action, just type Jefferson Graham plus drone into Google, look in the images section, and you'll find a shot of me controlling the drone with my palm. Now, the Spark, as cool as it was, only could do limited drone features. It couldn't soar into the sky very high, not when compared to other drones. Which brings us to Mavic versus Mavic. The new Air is so small, it easily fits into a backpack without much effort. If you really wanted to do so, you could slip it into the inside sleeve of a man's jacket. It's that small. And it soars like an eagle. DJI has improved the flying process with several automatic flying modes that are just a whole lot of fun. In a nutshell, you have the drone follow you in a circle, hover way over you like a rocket ship, or my favorite, take off from the land and soar into space, going from linear to a full circular view of down below in a mode it calls asteroid. You'll be seeing a lot of these modes as establishing shots in YouTube videos, trust me. Now, speaking of YouTube, check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jefferson Graham, for a complete test drive of the new DJI shooting modes. So to sum up, the new drone is smaller, lighter, and compact, easy to take with you on a hike, shoots super high quality video, and is a whole lot of fun. It also has a really nice feature to try and minimize crashes. It senses when it's about to get too close to an object and moves out of the way. Also, another feature that I really like is 8 GB of built-in storage. Now, there is a slot for the SD card, but if you run out of space on the SD card, you always have the backup of that 8 GB of built-in storage, which is fabulous. Now, if you're new to drone flying, remember some basic rules. Go to a wide open space to fly when you're starting out, because you will probably crash despite the software. It just happens. Per the FAA, you're not allowed to fly over people's heads, over moving cars, in a large gathering of folks like a sports stadium, and you have to keep the drone within your line of sight at all times. Have questions about drone flying or the new Mavic Air drone? I'm your guy. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, stick with USA Today for the latest.